Gratitude to God for His Goodness and Mercy. San Diego, California, September 11, 1905. I am grieved at heart when I see the amount of labor expended in the more and more extensive pastorates. If there was comparatively as much labor put forth in calling attention to the words of truth, the Bible, which must judge everyone in that great day when every case must stand in grand review, it would be well. The Lord calls for His entrusted gifts to be brought into exercise in doing the very work that He has appointed every one. Let every soul gather the divine light from heaven and allow it to shine forth to the world, pure and free from every phase of Satan's scientific delusions. There will be, not long hence, some demonstrations from the Lord God of heaven, greater than the burning of a sanitarium or a publishing establishment. Wicked cities will be visited. They will have an expression from the God of heaven as to how He regards the works and ways of those who have made void His law. They may be called to a realization of the offense they have been guilty of before God, the great ruler of all worlds. In a decided manner, God has favored the land. For the benefit of men and women, He, by His providences, has been bountifully pouring out of the treasure house of heaven the products of the earth. Deep gratitude should have been expressed for these mercies. But, instead, there has been a departure from the way of the Lord and a departure from obedience to His law given at Sinai. Truth and righteousness have fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. The Lord calls for justice, for kindness, for mercy to be exercised by man toward his fellow man. The Lord, the great I Am, He who controls the whole universe of heaven, will not suffer His law to be discarded. Those who obey not make themselves a prey. Let all read the law as given in the 20th of Exodus. God has specified, in His law, the day that is to be observed as a memorial of creation. He who created the world and made man gave to man the laws of His kingdom. After He had created the world in 6 days and finished His work, He rested on the 7th day and was refreshed, and sanctified the day on which He rested. And God said, "Let us make man in our own image, after our likeness." Whom did He address? The Lord Jesus Christ, who declares Himself to have been with the Father from the beginning. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. And God saw everything that He had made, and, behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the 6th day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the 7th day, God ended His work which He had made, and He rested on the 7th day from all His work which He had made. And God blessed the 7th day, and sanctified it, because that in it He had rested from all His work which God created and made. Genesis 1, verse 26, 27, 31, 2, 1-3. The Lord has certainly been manifesting Himself in great mercy and in unlimited love toward those who serve Him through obedience to His law. I have been called upon to speak and pray with the sanitarium workers during the 5 o'clock early morning service held in the dining room. We read a short lesson from the Bible, and then I generally read miscellaneous scraps, important matter that has been gathered from my writings, containing various experiences, throwing light upon the Christian pathway of many individuals. These extracts from the testimonies benefit and bless the truth and the humble-minded. Souls have been blessed during our morning services, but the Lord is waiting to be gracious to a still greater extent. Our prayers have ascended to heaven in earnest supplications for the Lord to bless this sanitarium in Paradise Valley and for His healing grace to be revealed in power to those that come to the institution for help. The patients should receive not only the benefits to be derived for skillful application of many natural agencies for the combating of disease, but the heavenly gifts as well. No haphazard work is to be done. The workers are to labor with diligence in bringing the truths of God's Word to bear upon human hearts, in order that many may be turned unto the Lord in confidence. He is the truth personified. Let your patients hear you read verses 1 to 3 of the 42nd of Isaiah. These words make my heart glad. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street, in self-exaltation. In his humanity, he was our example in all his words and works. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Verses 1 to 4. This is the work to be accomplished. Thus saith God the Lord, He that created the heavens and stretched them out, He that spread forth the earth, and that which cometh out of it, He that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth, ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles, and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rock sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord, and declare his praise in the islands. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time holden my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs. And I will make the rivers islands and I will dry up the pools. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. They shall be turned back, they shall be greatly ashamed, that trust in graven images, that say to the molten images, Ye are our gods. Hear, ye deaf, and look, ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant? Or deaf, as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as the Lord's servant? Seeing many things, but thou observest not, opening the ears, but he heareth not. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law, and make it honorable. Verses 5 to 21. I wish to present before our people, in writing, that our cities are soon to feel the great displeasure of God, because many have departed from the faith and, while professing to be children of God, have been doing a work contrary to the work that God has specified should be done. I see much interest manifested on the part of the patients as they listen to the words of God that are read from the Scriptures. In our sanitariums, every opportunity should be improved to dwell upon the most encouraging features of our faith. Our sanitariums are to be places where God's honor shall love to dwell.